Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Guangyang, and we're talking about PowerShell. We did PowerShell 101.
Yep.
If you haven't started there, go and watch that video, come back. Now let's get into storage fundamentals, because
yes,
that's really the base of all of Azure.
Yeah, storage is definitely a very, very basic service, and it's not a no-brainer. Everybody knows how to why they want to use storage.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such benefit. So here I have a very simple script over here showing you a bunch of things we can do from PowerShell to storage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm opening up PowerShell ISE here. It's a really, really cool tool to actually demonstrate how we use the PowerShell commands.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one I'm going to show you is this guy. So new Azure storage account. So this is creating a storage account, very easy to understand. I give it a name and tells a location. Now
okay,
I select it. I'm gonna hit F8. So this will only run the commands that are selected in this window.
Okay, so F8's not doing step over; it's just doing that command.
Yes, it's doing exactly my selection.
All right.
Now it's actually running below over here, and it's actually creating the storage account for me.
So that doesn't really return anything.
Well, it's waiting now because creating the storage account takes a little bit of time. So when it's done, it will return and it will show you it is actually created.
So this isn't getting a storage account, it's completely making one from scratch.
Yes.
And you can have many storage accounts.
Yes, I can definitely have many storage accounts. And then if you want to get a storage account, you can just run this guy. For example, if I copy this guy over here and I say let's create a new PowerShell window and I go here. So this will be faster than creating. So now
these are
the accounts I have.
Storage account status created.
Yes. So this is created.
And actually, if you wouldn't mind, go back to that again.
Yes.
Notice that he's got geolocation West US, secondary is East. So
yes,
it's replicated.
Yes, this is because when we create a storage account, by default, we're going to set up the geo-replication. So if you don't want it, let's say you're in a dev test environment, you don't want to really pay the extra cent. Not you know, extra pennies.
No, it adds up, especially when you're talking about gigabytes.
It's really simple. Oh, here, then it's actually returning.
Oh, it came back, yeah.
Right, so if you want to change that, you can do set as your storage account, and you gave me the name of the account, and you disable the geo-replication.
Okay.
This is really easy to do. And also, you can discover that we already have a pattern here, so we do new something, we do get something, we do set something. And then later, we're going to do remove something. This is the very basic CRUD operation we have pretty much on each Azure services. Okay. So after we've done all of these basic storage account management, you can also manage the keys. Now one thing interesting to see is that over here, when we get to the storage account, we don't really give you back the key, the access key. And this is because we don't think it's secure to just blindly return the key every time you ask to see the information of the storage account.
Right.
So instead, we actually gave you a command to do it. So get Azure storage account key. So if I run this guy over here, as you can see, this is returning the key. So it's actually returning the primary key and a secondary key.
And this has this equals at the end. That means it's some kind of base64
yes,
byte array.
Yes, yes. So now you can regenerate the key. So you can say, hey, I want to regenerate the primary key, or I want to regenerate the secondary key.
Mm-hmm.
You can just use this command to do it. It's really easy. So I guess we don't need to run it now. So that's basic, very, very basic storage account level management. So after we have the storage account, we definitely want to do something with it, right? So we know that we have blob, queue, and table.
Right.
Today, I think, let's try the blobs, right? So what about that? So first of all, before we say let's create a container, create a blob, things like this, we need to know that how we can connect to the storage account to say that's allow me to do some operation with it.
Right.
Now the concept here is what we call a storage account. So this is the way you create a storage context. Now this command is how you create a storage context.
When I think of a context, I think about like a database context.
Yes.
Or it's a scope. Like for this object represents my open connection, and when I assume it, when it goes away, I'm no longer talking to it.
Yes, exactly. And you gave me the name of the storage account, you gave me the key.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the key, you can get it from the get key command. And then you get a storage contact. The reason that you, the reason why we ask you to give me, to set up a storage contact, but rather than just give me the key and the name and the key directly, is because there can be many ways to access your storage account. You can do anonymous if that is a public one. You can do HTTP, HTTPS. You can do SAS tokens. There are a bunch of ways. You can do connection string, right? So that's why we kind of encapsulate everything into this context concept. So you can just reuse it anywhere. So now I'm going to run this. So then we can run the demo footer. So this one will create a storage contact for me already. So it's actually inside of my PowerShell session as a variable. The next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to create a storage container.
Okay.
So the way I do
This is a container within the newly created account, which has no containers by default?
Right. There is no container by default. So to verify that, we just run get Azure storage container. We pass in a context.
I keep that context around as long as I want within my script.
Yes, exactly. And this guy will actually, this guy will return nothing. So yeah, so it's returning nothing. So meaning that I don't have any container. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to run this command. I'm going to say, hey, create a container called photos.
Okay.
By the way, set the permission to container, which means everything's public over here. So if I run this guy, you see very fast it is created. So the photo container is here already. Now if I go to the portal, you can see this is already created over here.
Right.
I go to the container. Here is the photo container, right? But only having a container is not a, it's not all the fun. You don't have anything in it.
Right.
So what if you, what if in your scenario you want to say, I want to bootstrap some files in it for my website, right?
Right.
I want to bootstrap some images.
Sure.
Now the way you do it in PowerShell is really cool.
It's certainly cooler than in a batch file because for loops are no fun.
Yeah.
And I'm immediately thinking, well, gosh, storage is cool and interesting, but you know, getting stuff up there is going to be a huge hassle. Yeah. I have to download some utility to do this for me.
Actually, no. Let me show you one one line of PowerShell scripts to do it. So this is the one. So what it does is say, I'm going to loop all the photos in this folder. And I'm going to show you this is very, very beautiful Bing photos.
Okay.
And I'm gonna, and then for each one of them, I'm gonna call this command to set the blob content, and I'm going to set a blob content off this container. So this, when I run it, this will actually loop all the files I have, and then it will actually publish them, and it's already done here. And if you have a quick eye, you will notice that we're actually uploading it in multi-thread. So by default, we have five threads. You can you can actually extend that.
So you didn't just literally loop and call that five times. You took the object array that came out of PowerShell. That's what's great about PowerShell.
Exactly, yeah.
Got called once, and then you fanned out five threads at a time and uploaded that stuff.
Yes, that's the power of piping. Now, I go to this container from the portal, and you can see, hey, these photos are already here. I go this guy, download it, voila. This is your photo.
This is
pretty cool, huh?
That is pretty cool.
All right.
I'm thinking I could build an entire podcasting system by just uploading to PowerShell. I could redo Flickr with just PowerShell and Azure Storage.
Yeah, why not? So the other thing I want to show you is about the permission or the echoing on the storage container and blob. So remember that before we set the permission into container, which is a public permission, so you can see everything in this container. But what if you say, I don't want people just to see it. I don't want everybody to see it. I just want to share the image with my wife.
So it's private.
It's private. What do you do? So first of all, you run this command. You say permission off. Basically, this will be a private container. Nobody can see it. But then I cannot share it with my wife anymore.
Okay.
So what should I do? Well, the way you do it is say, let's create a SAS token on it. Right? If I create a SAS token, and then everybody...
SAS is what?
SAS is called shared access... shared access and then token.
Yeah, something like that.
So, yeah.
But it's a token that says, this is private. If you have this, I'll let you see that.
Yes, exactly. And usually what you do is you append the SAS token into the URI of the blob, and then you can get access.
Right? Ah, so this is in the URI.
Yes.
So I could then revoke it, and then the people who have that URI will no longer be able to see it.
Yes. So to try to prove this, if I refresh If I do this again, you see, hey, resource not found, right? I cannot find this image anymore because
it
we just turned it off.
It doesn't say forbidden. It says it's not there. It's visible.
We don't want you to know too much of the security details.
Nice. Right?
But then what we can do is we can say, hey, let's create a SAS token. Mm-hmm.
Get the container, pipe it into container token.
Yes.
And then
I will say the permission is only read.
R for read.
And then I get a token back. Now, after I get a token back, I also do another piping to say, give me back all the blobs in this container, and also append this token to the URI, so then I can actually know what exactly the URI is for me to access them.
Mm.
Right? So if I select these two piped scripts, I do an F5, see really fast, and it's actually printing out
For all of them.
Yeah, because I'm actually, because I'm creating a container level SAS token, it actually applies to all the blobs in it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So now this returns the URI for this guy. Oops, that's just.
So I could give someone one of these, and then they could download the file, and then I could revoke it later.
Yeah.
Basically,
exactly.
Renting them a piece of content.
Exactly. So that's try.
Uh-huh.
See, you get an image.
Same file.
Well, it's not exactly the same file,
but same idea.
This is the idea, yes. So that's SAS token. And also, if you're interested, this is show you how to create a different SAS token for each single blob in the container. If you want to have a finer granularity, you can do this as well.
Okay, and what's the difference here? You said get Azure Storage Blob dash container photos, and then got back, so you spun through all of that. What's the difference between these two commands?
Yes, so the difference is that on the first command or script, we're creating a container SAS token
uh-huh.
that applies to the container. So you have one SAS token rules all the blobs in it.
And then a regular storage blob SAS token.
Yeah,
versus container.
Yeah, so here you are creating a different SAS token for each single blob in that container.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's two ways for you to do that. It depends on what kind of granularity you want to have on the access, and you can put time bound on that as well. For
mm-hmm.
example, you
mm-hmm.
can do things like start date and expiry date.
Really? So you can put an expiration on that token.
Yeah.
It'll still live. It'll be out there, but it'll be expired.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Really cool.
So that's
another good reminder why you should use the PowerShell editor. Is you got that nice IntelliSense all the Azure stuff.
Yes. Cool. So then finally, after we've done, we're gonna just run this command and it will delete a storage account for us. I'm not going to run it because I have other demos depending on this storage account, but that's pretty much it.
Very cool. We're learning all about Azure PowerShell storage fundamentals here on Azure Friday.